Patreon exclusive.
Sit back, relax, and let's catch those apes. Welcome to The Road to Greatness, our Patreon exclusive show where we deep dive into games we have been playing and sometimes a game voted on by you, our community. I am your host, Kyle Stevenson, aka Mr. K-Step, and as always, I'm joined on this never-ending road trip called life with Joseph Moran, aka Mr. Badbit. Today's destinations are Ape Escape and a whole other bunch of PlayStation Plus goodies. Of course, you are listening to this because you are a supporter to us on Patreon. We love and appreciate you so very much. Joe?
Yeah.
How you doing?
You know, in truth, I could be doing a little better.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Fantastic show we just recorded.
Honestly, that was really good.
Yeah, I had a good time.
Every time I'm like, wow, this, like, I wonder how we're going to get this under 2 hours. We do. And then I'm like,
It felt like we went way longer.
Yeah.
Than what we actually did.
And, but like in the best of ways. In the best of ways.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, yeah, I hope you guys enjoy it. And we love seeing you guys tell us how much you're enjoying it, because it really does lift our spirits big time.
But like real talk, I've been getting a lot of hate. I feel like I need to talk about that first.
Burn. Before we get into Ape Escape, what? I'm sorry, Joe, you're getting that. Like, I know there's nothing I can do.
I'm a corporate slave. I'm a piece of garbage.
How dare they?
I shouldn't
not-
talk about politics. You go kill myself. The list goes on, and it's just like, well, it's odd you gave me a choice, you know?
Yeah. Well, I didn't get to talk about it last week.
It's a lot
because we didn't record a post show because we were both very tired.
We were.
Last week, I think I alluded to an incident in my office, but I'll bring it up here.
Oh this is wild, guys. This is really wild.
So basically. One of my coworkers, an older gentleman, just asked the question, hey, have you been watching the news, keeping up on the trials, the January 6th trials?
Yeah.
And I answered, yeah, I've been watching clips and whatever. And he goes, I don't see how he can get out of this scot-free. Yeah. I really don't. And then he a throwaway comment of, you don't have to be woke to see what a big piece of shit he is or something.
Whoa. Okay.
Like referring to Trump, obviously. Yeah,
sure.
And my other coworker,
maybe me is, at this point, who knows?
my other coworker is, you know, crazy religious and is a hardcore Republican.
Sure.
She doesn't say anything. She just gets up and walks out. I didn't think much of it.
All right.
5 minutes go by. She comes up back up. I ask a question like, oh, how's, you know, so blah, blah, blah. I forgot what the question was. She answered it very meekly. And then she got up, went in my other co-worker's face. I was like, hey, can we not talk about politics in the office?
Which is wild because they talk about politics
which
all the
time. Wild, which is wild because I've had to sit through her bullshit about anti-vaccines.
Right.
And I've had to sit through talks about school shootings and ways to not let it happen and blaming everything on everything Steven else Seagal. Other than actual things. Yeah. And I kept my mouth fucking shut.
Yeah.
And for this woman to pull out a real life victim card because a general question was asked, nobody was directing it at you.
Yeah.
She took offense to it. She you know, brought it up to this person's face. They got into an argument. And this is my favorite thing.
What's that?
And I hope this woman never becomes a Patreon and listens to this show, because I agree with this person wholeheartedly. My other older coworker, he goes to her, well, the next time you talk about God in front of me, don't do it. I don't.
Whoa.
And like, no offense to anyone who. You know, it's religious. Yeah, it's totally fine.
Very religious.
Yeah,
she's got sheep and Jesus my all over. Like,
I went to Catholic school. Yeah. It's fine, and there's nothing against that.
Yeah.
But this woman makes it her entire personality, and uses that as basis for like these conspiracy theories and everything like that. And then she just lost it, and it was a screaming match. And then she threatened to quit, and then she left for the day. So like,
did she come back?
She's back. It's very awkward in the office. Very, very awkward.
Very weird.
So that was a real life victim card that just happened in front of me. It's wild.
It's so weird.
To hear those people writing those hate mail comments to you.
Yeah.
It's just like, fuck off, man. Like, Seriously, bring that shit to me as well. You know, that also shows me that nobody listens to the end of the episode, those people. Because I shout out my freaking social media handle every single episode.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I think they literally read the title and then just
and
wrote
just
me an email. Because we even said, like, we're not going to talk about our stance on it as much.
That and- as well. And I think listener of the show, Randy.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, you guys were very respectful about it. You said, here's a time code if you don't want to listen to it.
Like, so many people.
You're very thoughtful of that, which I appreciate. Like, yeah. If it was up to me, sorry, you're going to sit through it because it's important. But yeah. you're nice enough to be like, hey, if you don't want to sit through it, here's a time code.
And again, because, like, I get it. Because, like, I could be, like,
sure.
For example, like the trial thing. I have not wasted a minute on it.
Yeah.
Because, like, I'm the world's blowing up around us, it seems. Absolutely. I just want
to
just.
There's a lot that needs to be fixed.
It's just like, I want to just, for a minute.
Yeah, like, I gotcha.
You know, so like, I get it when people are like, I don't want to hear it. It's like, I respect that. I really do, because I don't want to talk about it. But here I am having the feeling like I have a responsibility, because there's a lot of creators, like I've talked to behind closed doors, that won't say it. That's not what's on their mind, because they don't want to lose people. But I'm like, but if that's the people that you're losing, then why do you care? Because those people are not going to make a space that are going to be welcoming to others, right?
Yeah.
So
in some ways, like, you're not being your authentic self, I guess.
Exactly. So, like, just say what's on your mind. And when it's like, it is what it is. So, like, I understand. I do. I hate to say this, y'all. I do understand both sides, and I do understand that this is a very personal thing to a lot of people. And so, like, I do understand that there's going to be harsh reactions to some things. But my whole plight, and I'm trying to argue, and what I feel like is important to say out loud is, like, we need to just have conversations with each other. We're just yelling at each other, and we're not seeing through to anything, and it's really annoying. So, you know, when I see people that send me hate mail, again, I read the first sentence. If you're coming at me with an energy, I'm not going to give you my energy. If you're coming at me with positivity and you're having fun and you're part of this community and you get it, then I'm going to give you that time. But if you're just going to be kind of a dick about it, that's not here. That's not what we're about.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry if you got that impression that we were. But, like, yeah, I've been dealing with a lot of it, but I feel like it's just one person. And what I do now is, like, they're in a spam folder, and they're on a note sheet of mine. So if I need, like, they're like, you know, please give us your email to whatever. Like, I'm giving them those emails so that they could get that spam.
Do what I did, and I signed up my friend from high school who I also went to college with. I signed him up for a 3-year subscription to Parenting magazine that would come to his dorm room every month.
I was gonna give him Nancy Pelosi's email, so every time that there's a problem that happens, she could ask for the money from him. That's what I was thinking.
Sign his email up for those stupid fundraising emails.
Yeah, dude. Oh my god, the fun run 2022. So that's what I've been going through. It's been
the fun run to cure rabies.
Dude, I can't.
Oh, and it's just a link to our Patreon.
Sucker.
We gotcha.
Gotcha. And they're like, you know what? I'm going to give you $1 so I can tell you you can suck my ass or something. Oh, real talk, Kyle and patrons. So it's Amy's birthday in a couple of days. She's had a bad year.
Yeah.
Really bad year. And I felt awful for her. So I wanted to do something really nice, and then we'll talk about games, I promise.
Yeah.
I got her tickets to see Ghost live in concert.
Ooh.
Which, if you haven't heard of Ghost, go look them up. They're great. They're Satanists, but they're the fun ones. They're the fun ones. I trust you. And so I got her tickets to see them on September, because we were supposed to before the dark time. And then I got our tickets to see Thor, Love and Thunder. So we're going to see that on Thursday.
Nice.
That's on the house.
See that tomorrow. Mm-hmm.
And then I got her a Dundee.
Oh,
with
man.
Different and like it's like different like name tags that you get to put on the plaque.
Oh, that's awesome!
So it's like the whitest shoes, like the best yes. rack, right, or something.
The
like
bushiest
that.
Beaver.
The bushiest beaver.
Instead of busiest. Oh boy!
So I've been the ultimate best friend.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And my family, because again, she doesn't have the best relationship with some of her family. We got her like a birthday cake.
Oh, so that's nice.
Yeah, she's again had a like. If you ever thought, "Wow, my life is pretty rough," I'm mm-hmm. telling you guys, I think she's in the running. She's in the running, y'all. It's rough out there. It's perspectives and such. But okay, yeah. Enough of all that. Yeah. I'm
speaking
sorry.
About perspectives, man, camera angles sucked back in the day, and Ape Escape. Boy, oh boy, let's get into it. That camera is tough after being spoiled with like modern day gaming.
Yeah.
I mean, like I I really wanted to throw that segue in there. But yeah, Ape Escape is essentially the Astrobot for the DualShock back in the day for PlayStation 1.
What a great way of saying it. Yeah, you're right.
It's really showcasing like, hey, here's gaming with two analog sticks. Oof. And it's not only just, you know, a camera and movement, but like you press them in and they do things. Yeah. And like, it's wild. We are so far removed from PlayStation 1 and Ape Escape and the DualShock that is, there are essentially the same kind of training thing.
Yeah.
With it.
It's all about experimenting. I mean, you could say gimmicks, but experimenting with hardware.
Yeah.
And so like, you know, first and foremost, let's talk about PlayStation Plus Premium for a sec.
Sure.
We got all mm-hmm. these access to all these old games, and I've been trying them out. That's why I have not beat Ape Escape.
It's like Sbarro, best pizza in New York.
Because I've been just trying a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
So, like, for me, Ape Escape is one of those games where even as a kid, I looked at it, I'm like, this ain't for me. Did you have any like fond memories of it?
No, I never like I played the demo. Yeah. But it was never a thing that I was like, oh, this looks fun.
Yeah.
Because I remember even back then, I think the camera was always kind of a bit of a bummer to me. And I was not good enough or coordinated enough to catch those damn apes because they yes. would always change direction at the last second. And it just frustrated me.
It's one of the first 3D games and one of the first, if not the first to use the DualShock, the analog sticks. So the gimmick was, oh, the right stick has to be your action button.
Yep.
Mistake number one. So the direction of where to swing is dictated to what direction you're swinging on the right D-pad. Mm-hmm. The problem with that is because of the different camera angles, you may think, oh, I need to, you know, swing diagonally to the right, but you're actually supposed to swing, you know, directly right to catch these apes. That was mm-hmm. a lot of the problem that I was having with this game, was the camera angle and the way the action buttons were. It was kind of like all over the place. There was too many things going on in Ape Escape for me mm-hmm. to constantly enjoy it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, there was a lot of going into the menu and swapping out the gadgets for the face buttons, and whoever thought putting the jump button as R1, wild,
go
how
to
dare
jail.
You? Go straight to jail. Go Do to not jail. Collect $200.
Yes.
There were many times I pressed X to, I'm sorry, cross to jump. Please. And it would just activate another gadget. But that being said, I feel like this game could do well again. Yeah. I didn't care too much for the story. I was just kind of going through it because what story is there? There's this. So it's a little bit like the Madagascar movies where the star attraction at the zoo, that ape, that monkey becomes sentient.
Yeah, he has like a
take over the world. He's got like some helmet on.
Yep.
And has brainwashed all the other apes to kind of do his bidding and take yep. over the world. And you are trying to stop him and bring him back to the lab with your mentor, who's like Professor Oak. I forgot his name. And
who knows?
His other assistant, who's also
Dr.
your
Riley
friend.
Or whatever, you know?
Yeah. X-Men, and then motherfucker. And you also have X-Men. A best friend that gets brainwashed and goes and helps the evil monkey. Story's a little shaky for me. I'll be real.
A little shaky?
Just a little bit. Yeah. But like I enjoyed going through the levels. I enjoyed catching the apes.
Yeah.
It just, I don't know. I appreciate what the Classics catalog is doing.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm not saying it's a bad game, whatever. It's just hard jumping from like an Astrobot platformer to then Ape Escape. And with all the modern things not being there.
See, I'm actually pretty good at like, so walking in, I was like, this is not going to be Astrobot, right? The better platformer to Mario. I'll say it here again. Mario Odyssey's not that great. It's great, but it's not that great, guys. Like, after New Donk City, what are we doing? Which, actually, like, when we talk about, like, Ape Escape, I'm thinking of platformers that I loved as a kid, which is Mario 64, which is, at that time, and I still say here and now, one of the best platformers just ever. But Ape Escape lends a lot of, not to say ideas, because they're probably both in development at the same time. I don't know. I was six at the time. But like this idea of like, here's this overworld that you're exploring within the main objective to get. So like Ape Escape, you know, for Mario, it's collect X amount of stars. While in Ape Escape, it's collect X amount of apes. And the replayability is by collecting the hidden coins and collecting all the apes in that area. And I thought what was such a great mechanic there was every little ape felt like a puzzle that you had to solve. And so like the concept at its core, Kyle, I agree with you 110%. This game can be revived today if PlayStation wanted to throw this to a studio and it'd be very competent. Because I actually love the ideas that they're using. It's the gimmicks that they're using that don't lend to a better experience, if that makes sense.
It's a little Metroidvania, too, because like there's some monkeys and apes you can't get until you get a gadget later on.
Exactly.
And then you have to go back and you know, get those apes if you want to. And speaking of which, trophy list, not bad. One playthrough, didn't have to replay a whole lot.
Do you have to collect all the monkeys?
You do not.
Oh,
it's only 100. There were some levels that I did not collect them all and still popped it.
Do you have to? Okay, because there's these annoying race levels where you're racing the boy that's been
Those are important. Those are important because you get 5 Spectre coins, and you're gonna need 40 to unlock all the mini games.
But those are so hard because the camera sucks so bad.
They are, but something I do appreciate with the handy rewind feature.
Oh, wowee.
You can just kind of like rewind when you messed up and you know, go about your business and fix it.
That
like
is
right then and there.
That is actually really handy. But what if you mess up straight from the get?
I don't have an answer for you there.
What if you're that bad?
I do want to ask a couple questions from people that wrote in about this game. We've kind of already answered some of them,
please.
But I want to give them their due. The Green Gorilla Gamer asks, I asked you guys a while back if Sony didn't pay enough attention to older games or lesser known titles. Are you pleased that we now get to experience something as iconic as Ape Escape on the newest generation of consoles? Are you excited to see more of it?
Yes, yes, and yes.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't perfect by any means, but it's awesome that they're digging into the past and even going a step further. You don't need the service. You could literally buy this game for $10 if you wanted to. Mm-hmm. I really dig that. I also think there may be some things with the DualSense. I'm going to look this up, that they do with the DualSense for Ape Escape. Because I feel like I heard some monkeys in my controller.
Oh, I didn't notice any.
Yeah, let me just type that up.
Yeah, I mean, I've been a huge champion of them putting their old classics catalog on any service to be readily available because it is one of the best catalogs of games out there, and they deserve to be played, so I'm super excited about it. And yeah, I'm kind of into more Ape Escape, because like Joe said, there's a lot of really cool ideas. The puzzles of each monkey doing, you have to know how to catch them and have a plan for each one, and like that is pretty cool. And I think in today's era, there's a lot of really cool things you can do about it. Just think like Astrobot with in Ape Escape, or Ape Escape Astrobot version.
Yeah.
Like, I think that can do something really, really cool.
Yeah. The one thing that I also like, this is not just from Ape Escape, but other classics, is the way that you could play with filters as well.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, like, it's another little cool feature that they're doing by going back into the catalog, going, hey, play it like this was on a CRT. Right. Or play it where it's widescreen. And yes, it looks busted, but at least you can take the whole frame into consideration. I'm still doing like the way it was supposed to be. So like the box, you know, view. Again, Ape Escape has so many good ideas, man. So many good ideas. But I'm sorry. Next question.
Yeah. And you can also like, again, with the classics, just save whenever. You don't have to save in the game.
Yeah.
You can just save wherever you are, which is fantastic. Some other questions from Green Gorilla asks, what about Ape Escape stuck out to you the most? Do you think this is a title we'll get to see be revitalized like Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart?
I would love it to get revitalized. I don't think it will.
Sure. Anything like stick out to you that, other than like the puzzle aspect of catching the apes? Anything like, was there a gadget that you really, really loved that you
I always used? Just kept using the lightsaber.
Lightsaber's cool. The stun stick.
Sure.
Okay. It's a lightsaber.
It's a lightsaber. But I think the thing that stuck out to me is actually how well a lot of these overworlds feel and play. It's a lot of them that are really good. And what I would love to see if they ever do make like a PS5 version of this game for like $20 is like more personalities to the apes. Like,
oh, you didn't think there was enough to them?
No, there's a lot of promise to them. But I'd like them to do more dumb, silly things. Like,
well, yeah, on that note, Famous Seamus asks, the most famous Seamus that comes around.
That's right.
And comes around, what? That there ever is and ever will be.
That's right.
I heard that some of the monkeys have funny names. Do you have any favorites? Any they stick out names? To you? They do have names.
Oh, shit.
They each have individual names.
How do I find that out?
I believe when you go into the status of each level, they'll show you which ones you caught and like some stats on them.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't remember any names off the top of my head, but I do love how the different color pants are different levels to the apes.
Holy shit, I didn't even think
you didn't know that.
I didn't even notice.
The basic, I think, blue is just they'll just run around.
Yeah.
I think the green ones are the ones with Uzis.
Yep.
Or assault rifles. The ones with like the 3D glasses or whatever are like the masterminds that will throw bombs and rockets at you and very hard to catch. There are some other ones that are. I think there's a really fast one. I think yellow pants.
Yes.
Like they're super, super fast.
So they throw bananas at you.
Yeah, there are different aspects of the different apes, which I also love. It goes into that whole puzzle mechanic kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then Seamus and Green Gorilla are also asking, like, do we want to see a new game in the series? I do. I think I want to give the second game a chance just to see what they improved on.
Same.
Like more so than like Gravity Rush. Like I don't want to touch that second game because I didn't love the first one, but there was enough there that I want to try the second one, which is also on the service. I think
is it on the service right now? Let's see.
I thought so. Or maybe I already bought it and it was available to me.
I'm gonna take a check. I'll take a look.
I don't know. Maybe
now I'm that wrong. You're like, listen, there's you know.
Holy crap, IGN back in the day gave Ape Escape 2 a 9 out of 10.
Maybe they, you know what? Maybe those rumors of...
Don't even. Don't even.
Yeah, it is on the service.
Okay,
Ape Escape 2. Oh, wow, this looks actually far better, too.
I know, visually it does.
Visually, this looks far better.
Yeah, so I do want to give that a shot. And
does this have trophy support?
Better. Definitely better.
I do feel like now that you say I don't have to catch them all, sorry for the pun, I will try to plat this game.
Yeah.
Because like, there's a lot of promise here. There really is a lot of promise to Ape Escape. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There definitely is. I don't want to give this a trophy level because it is an older game, but like I do think it's worth checking out if you have the service.
Absolutely. Absolutely. 100%. Yeah.
What other classic goodies have you been playing? Why is it Siphon Filter? Because I also dove into Siphon Filter.
Yeah.
And man, I forgot how goofy Gabe Logan runs. That's and right. How hard it is to aim in that game.
So incredibly difficult. I remember now that you say how goofy he runs, we used to mock his running when we were running around the house. We were trying to be Gabe. I actually have not played a lot more Siphon Filter.
Okay.
Shockingly enough.
I got lost in the opening level and I forgot you had to jump over those boxes and I got really frustrated. Same. So I haven't gone back.
Did I look up a guide? Yes. let's talk a little about a little game called Matterfall.
Ooh, I'm so sad I haven't played this yet because this is the one Housemarque game that is I've never played and I want to really bad.
This game fucking hits.
Right off
so
the bat,
hard.
Do you see any Returnal in Matterfall?
Yes. Nice. 100 times yes. There is these weird looking robots that are like, I'm like, yeah, you're definitely a Returnal boy. The boss fights as well, Kyle, that's 2D Returnal. You can't even tell, like, it's just bullet hell. It's dodging all the things. Like, yeah. Yeah, Matterfall is the precursor of Returnal. You can't even tell me otherwise. The story is simple. It literally tells you in the first cutscene.
Housemarque before Returnal didn't really. There was a story, but that's not what they were. They were in it for the arcadiness of it.
And I'm telling you right here, right now, my dream game is now this. Housemarque either does two avenues, and it would be beautiful. A Metroidvania 2D, because Returnal, you can argue, has elements. Maybe you can, maybe you can't. I don't know. It's late, okay? And or give Housemarque a Mega Man game. Ooh. And I'm telling you this, if this ever happened, we'd see the face of God if we saw this, because it would be too perfect. So essentially what Matterfall is that you're going through the areas cleaning out foes. Like to me, you were, again, bullet hell meets like a Mega Man or even a Metroid, where you're jumping through each location. There's some hidden paths to go and rescue humans. When you rescue humans, you get new abilities or passive abilities that your character can use. I don't even know if she has a name. But like, for example, you can have it so that she shoots like this laser that bounces off of walls and shoots through enemies. It's like a sniper rifle. You could have one that's like a grenade launcher. You could just have a passive ability that makes you shoot faster. Or what you have is this cool dodge mechanic that actually phases enemies and stuns them. And when they're stunned, they're kind of stasised. So you shoot the stasis and it can have these little energy fields that pop up. If you then shoot it with your L2, I believe, it causes big explosions and chain explosions that hurt and causes huge AoE damage to all the enemies involved. Okay. So it's a really great way of chaining up higher scores for your runs in each level. So again, different abilities, this kind of bullet hell aspect, and I could not put this game down for a second. It's super fast. It rewards you for not getting hit by just having higher, multiplier meters. And it's forgiving enough where, like, if you mess up once, it'll restart you from, the base of that multiplier. So if you were at, like, times three and you're halfway through there, you're at times three again. If you get hit again, you're at two. If you're hit again, then you're at one. And with that, you only get about three hits in before you die. So it's really all about perfection. It's about speed. It is about just chaining together combos in the air. Like it is stunning. I love this game. I'm doing a poor job explaining it, but I absolutely love it. No,
it's fine. It's a Housemarque game, so you know it's going to be arcadey and difficult. So, like, I'm looking at the trophies, Joe.
Impossible.
Because you know me. I got to know.
It's impossible.
Some of these feel, like, not fair.
Yes.
There's one called Iron Lady. Achieve a no-death bonus on every level on veteran difficulty.
No way that's happening.
Complete a level without firing a weapon.
You can do that.
Get the max speed bonus in all levels on master difficulty.
Beat a level or beat the game?
Get the max speed bonus in all levels on master difficulty.
Nope.
Defeat all bosses on master difficulty.
Nope.
I don't know.
No way. No way.
As a person that has the Resogun Platinum and the Returnal Platinum, I don't know about that.
Yeah. This is an awesome little side scroller. Yeah,
I definitely want to play it.
Don't play for the platinum. You won't get it.
Yeah. That's cool. Yeah. Any other games on that service that you've been diving into?
Well, my question for you, is there any games that you've been kind of diving into?
As I said in the main show, I need to tell my nieces to hide MLB the Show from me. Because that just seems to be like my... It's already in the PlayStation. Let me just sit down and play it. Whatever.
Yeah, man.
I've been trying to go back because I do want to plat Nobody Saves the World. Mm. So I've been chipping away at that a little bit. I bought a Brick Breaker game.
Jesus.
Because I love a good Brick Breaker. Chipping away at that one. Undermine is great. I've spoken about that game before. It is like a roguelike. Oh God, what's the name of the game? It's not going to come to me, but you go down levels and once you die, you lose your gold and you can upgrade your abilities and whatnot before you go in. And every single time you are an heir to the previous miner kind of thing.
Right.
The game is very, very good. I love that game.
So I'm looking.
So yeah, I'm just kind of chipping away at things, not playing Horizon like I should, and not going back to like Wonderlands or trying Ghostwire and all this, like the Quarry, which I'm staring at right now.
Yeah,
did I also? I've heard great things about it. I'm very excited. I also because I have no conscience, I guess, when it comes to spending money. In that same sale where I bought the upgraded or the SSD for my PlayStation, I rebought Far Cry 6 because traded it in. It was only $10 or something.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Yeah. And I also bought Riders Republic for the same price. $10. So I have those now. Like there's just too many games.
Actually, I do have to text Luke and see if he wants to do that stream. One second.
Yeah. Take your time. I think my goal is before September and Last of Us now, which is September 9th, I think.
Nice.
I want to get through at least two of those games from the springtime. Horizon Ghostwire, Horizon Wonderlands, Wonderlands Ghostwire. At least two of those.
Okay.
Because then October's going to come, and I don't know what I'm going to do with myself.
Yeah.
Because there's a big game every week that I want to play really, really, really bad.
Yeah.
Let alone the indies that are, like, there's so many games.
I want to just see. Because I want to see if...
I also, while you're doing that, I want to pose the question. What are we doing next month for Road to Greatness?
Okay, so
what it was PS Plus this month.
So okay, great thing. Before we segue to the other game, we have Crash. It's About Time. Fantastic. We got Arcadeageddon.
Uh huh.
Maybe that's something.
Oh, and then the House of Ashes.
Man of Medan. So I think for a safe bet, you want to do Crash and Arcadeageddon. I know you've already played Crash, so I could give my impressions of it.
Yeah, that's fine.
And we could play Arcadeageddon together. I'm trying to see if it has a trophy. Might as well just jump in. Yeah, for Arcadeageddon. Like if it has a platinum trophy, because I heard some people say it doesn't.
Oh, and
if that's the case.
How dare you?
I'm sorry. It was Iron Galaxy?
No, it has one.
Oh, it has one?
It has one.
Okay, then we're going to go get the platinum in this game. It's a multiplayer game, correct?
Yeah. Yeah. Are you sure about that?
We're going to get the platinum in this game, Kyle.
Oh, I don't know about that, Joe.
Kyle, trust me. Trust me here. We got this. And then we'll see up for like
the... We have to collect 500,000 tickets.
Dude, you got to start somewhere.
That's at the 0% completion rate.
And we'll get there, Kyle. A lot of naysaying from you. I'm not a fan. And then we'll see about the refresh next week for like the classic
game. Yeah, I was going to say whatever classic game.
And then
for everyone else out there, I do want to put Puppeteer on that vote.
Oh, you want to put Puppeteer in the vote?
I want to put Puppeteer up there.
All right, Marcus O'Neill, prepare to lose again. Just like how Sean is rigging the vote. I know it. We all can tell it's happening.
Can I tell you another drive to work Photoshop idea that I had?
What's that?
Similar to my SNL Ragnarok fever one that I did. It's Puppeteer. But instead of that puppet character, I turn him into Eddie Munson from Stranger Things.
I like that.
Instead of the scissors, it's the guitar.
Yeah, I love that.
I'm not skilled enough, though, to do that.
No, my God.
Yeah, so for not next even. Month, patrons, it's going to be a vote for obviously something, but Joe and I will be diving into Crash 4 and Arcadeageddon. So if you want to play along with those, feel free. We'll talk about it next month, including whatever the new PS Classic refresh is, and I'm putting Puppeteer on that vote.
All right, fair enough. Now, I've also been playing Dead Cells because God knows I can't not play this game on any
other platform. The base game or any of the DLC that came out? Base game, because
it is on the store. I'm sorry, it is part of
PlayStation. Oh, it is on the... Ooh, yeah, nice.
Tier list. And, gang, why did we start off with this and not the Karen at your work? Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Shredder's Revenge, Kyle.
I forgot. Yeah, we haven't talked about that really.
This game is perfect.
It is perfect.
I am at, let me just see, 76%. I could get the plat.
Nice.
But I need your help. Anybody really good at these games, you need to carry me in hard mode.
Ooh.
So okay. Here's the call out to anybody. I need you to carry me in hard mode. Kyle. You and I, we need to play through this on easy so that we could just swing through.
Revive and stuff.
All other, the revive, right? The little like emojis that we do. Nonetheless, Kyle, I grew up with Teenage Mutant Turtles in Time. Raised on that shit. It was one of the rare SNES games we actually owned. That's how much we played it, right?
I was raised on the NES one. I forgot. The Manhattan one?
I think so.
I forgot what it was called.
So, as someone who was raised on this stuff...
Manhattan Project.
The Manhattan Project.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on Shredder's Revenge?
Oh, I mean, whatever I said for the preview of it, of me getting to play it early, rings true. I mean, that game is stellar. The love letter to Turtles is what it is.
Yeah.
Game is fantastic, and it respects your time.
It really does.
It respects your skill level, and it there's no... The thing about old school beat-em-ups, they're always cheap. There's a cheapness to them.
Right.
Meaning they were made to steal your quarters.
Yeah.
So yeah, there are going to be enemies that are cheaply killing you off screen, or like unavoidable attacks and stuff. This doesn't really do that.
Yeah.
Like you can learn how to avoid the attacks, and like I said, it just respects your time. It's not trying to take more quarters out of you.
Yeah.
They just want you to have a good time.
And so with this, there's also just like the fact that like you get like, as you level up within the story and you get different abilities, different ultimates, there's also that extra level of complexity that I feel like is missed on a lot of classic beat-em-ups. And you're right. Like they are made to take your quarters. Where this one, it's like, no, we're here to teach you things. Like, mm-hmm. yeah, there are enemies that feel cheap to start with, but you'll learn their patterns. You'll learn their tells, just like a From Software game, and you'll then master them. Right, and I hate to compare it to From, but it's a very easy comparison to make. Stop yelling
yeah,
at me.
Yeah, yeah.
remember from before, I've been getting a lot of hate. Just give me some support here. So, like, you just learn their tells, and, like, that dodge mechanic is so fucking good. A good yeah. game has good dodge mechanics, and this one just feels so right when you're rolling past an enemy just to, like,
yep.
even when you roll past an enemy to hit him from behind, your character doesn't actually turn in the beginning. He'll nope. actually give him, like, a kick from behind and then do a little twist and then, like, yeah. start hitting him again.
Or even, like, so the good. Recovery. Like, when you do get hit and hit the ground and hit the cross button to recover and to hop back up quicker. Like, yeah. it. So many cool little, tiny little nuanced things.
And so much love for this series, man. Like, there are characters that, where they're straight up from the comics. Like, there are, like, these reptile enemies where we're going through it and, like, whether uh-huh. you're a fan from just the TV shows like me or just hardcore fans from, like, the comics, there's something for everyone here.
Yeah. Or if you've ever seen a Turtles action figure toy from back in the day,
yep.
that's what they look like.
Yeah.
It's insane, the level of detail.
So
now, fucking good. Have you only played as Mikey?
No, and that's the other thing. Each turtle and each character does play differently. Mm-hmm. So, like, I played as Mikey. I loved Mikey. Then I got to play as Leonardo, and I'm like, oh, crap.
Leo's dope.
Leo is probably the best one.
Yeah.
Then I played as Casey Jones. I played nice. As them all because I did cheese to get the last one where it's like, don't take a hit from Super Shredder.
Oh, which one do you have to play
so as? So, what you do is you find a match that in progress. And uh-huh. you join that match as they've just defeated Shredder.
Oh, okay.
And that's how you get that trophy. And that's how I did it. And I don't.
Oh, are you allowed to, like, watch the fight?
No.
And join whenever?
It is a lot of guessing. So it took me like a dozen times to get it right.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. But then, like,
it's funny.
Like, okay. April O'Neil is super, like, close combat. And she,
yeah.
she's doing, like, karate moves. She's super fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and she drops the mic, which is fantastic.
Which is awesome. the revives are smart. Like, if you need health, the one thing that I love, it's kind of like what Returnal did. Adding more people doesn't make the game easier. It just adds a little bit more complexity to it. So, like, mm-hmm. you still have to manage each other's health in smart, dynamic ways because you're sharing health, essentially. So, like, if you haven't gotten hit and your friend needs health, you're actually trading your health with them in order to yep. get to a place where you're both comfortable. I really like that. And yeah. the timer as well. It's like you have to defend your friend while they're reviving your other buddy. I like that a lot. There's a lot of mayhem here, but it's smart yeah. mayhem, if that makes any sense.
And on that note, something I hated of the X-Men arcade game, even though I love doing it, is when you do a special, it doesn't take your health away.
Yeah.
Unless it does in arcade mode and hard mode in this game. I haven't touched that yet. Have you, Joe? Does it take your health away when you do the special?
No, not that I've seen.
Good.
Yet. Sorry, I saw a comment that made my eyes roll to the back of my head. See, when I say it, like, I really hate the internet. They take joy away from you.
Yeah.
But yeah. It's
Turtles is fantastic.
Kyle, can I? So someone asked, they're like, what's your game of the year so far right now?
Uh-oh. Yeah.
I'm not fucking kidding you, Kyle. We're going to probably do this next week because it's going to be a slower news week next week, I feel.
Uh-huh.
Turtles in Time is up there.
Yeah, it is.
And it's...
No, not Turtles in Time.
Sorry.
Shredder's Revenge.
See, Shredder's Revenge. It's fucking up there, and it's scary how close it is.
Yeah, right?
Because it's so good. It's so technically perfect. It's adding so much respect to the, like, to the universe. And it's just so, and at the same exact time, so nostalgic. And for it to hit all those notes so well,
mm-hmm.
bravo, Tribute Games. Bravo.
Yeah.
Demet to you?
Dotemu.
Dotemu, thank you. Because y'all fucking did it, y'all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So good.
We can't have a Rhodes Greatness without the rating scale. Platinum. What trophy level are you? Yeah, exactly, right? It's a platinum.
Let's go get it.
It's a no-brainer. Buy this game. Buy it twice if you're like me and buy the physical version so you can get that Pizza Hut personal pan pizza coupon. Like, this is a special game. I want it to be supported. I want them to continue to make beat-em-ups, and I want them to go to all the older ones and bring them back. Even though, no shade to Streets of Rage 4, because that game is fantastic. It's the same people that made that game.
Yeah.
Please go play Streets of Rage 4. But, like, I want them – give them the X-Men game. Give them the Simpsons. Give them anything that was an old-school beat-em-up in the arcade. Double Dragon. Dude. Battletoads. Whatever. Like,
all of it. The Lion King game.
I want Aladdin. I just want them. I want them to make these games again and make them as good as they possibly can.
It's funny that you said Aladdin like that because we have a client who scripts Aladdin. So he'll just walk up to you and be like, Aladdin. Oh. You're like Jafar. Like,
nice.
Iago. Great. So yeah. Shredder's Revenge. What are you doing? Listen to us.
Yeah, how dare you?
Shredder's Revenge.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Again, if you're really good at that game, please carry me. I want that platinum because it's a game. Platinum's mean something to me.
Yeah, I gotcha.
I love it. I gotta get that trophy somehow. So Shredder's Revenge. Go. And what I've been playing on the side, other than some more Fortnite, or what I've been planning to play is Valiant Hearts, the one with the dog.
Oh, bring some tissues.
Okay, Kyle, real talk. And I'm sorry, but this is a spoiler, so just leave now. Does the dog die?
It's been a while. I don't know the answer to that.
What are you leaning on?
I feel like it's sad, because I remember crying.
All right, let's see. Does the dog die.com. Does the dog die in...
And if you're listening to me like, oh, come on, Joe. Listen, Joe refuses to play Wolfenstein 2, one of the greatest first-person shooters made in the last decade, because the dog. I'm trying to get him to go back.
Let's see. No.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Good. I will play this game. I saw some of the end, and it is indeed sad, but the dog does not die. Mm-hmm. That's fair. Also, before we go, this comes from our friend Benji Sales. This is some breaking news. Giant social media metrics for God of War Ragnarok release day announcement today. On Instagram, over 970,000 likes. On Twitter, 140,000 likes. Santa Monica Studio Twitter, over 80,000 likes, the most ever for the studio. YouTube, CG trailer. Over 4+ million combined views. Huge numbers. So obviously they know way more than we do. When we're like, give us a state of play instead. No, sometimes it's all you need. Holy crap. So nice. Good on you guys. What?
Sorry, my brain is breaking. Yeah. I don't know what to think about this. Hold on.
Uh-oh.
Is this a real exchange that happened? Or am I being gaslit?
Oh, God.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Nah. It's all been squashed.
Okay.
Well, like 3 hours ago, and Sam that game's tweet out, hi. And then Corey Barlog tweeted, hey, I hope your today was awesome. Tomorrow's going to be even better, with a heart emoji. Like, what are you doing? What are you doing over there? But then he followed up like, hey, it's not that kind of hint. Just being nice. It's like, all right. Thank you, Corey. Appreciate you.
It's so sad that at this point, like, everything is, like, cryptic, you know what I mean? It's like, maybe it's not.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. In due time.
Holy shit.
What did you just do?
I gotta hit this post with a like. This is wild. I'm going to share this to you. This is the last thing, I swear. This is not even a road to greatness. I just feel like I'm going to send this in the Zencast.
Is this a PlayStation thing?
No, this is actually an Xbox thing.
Oh,
this is a cool. If I'm not mistaken, a Theron guard from Gears of War cosplay. And you're going to see how fucking nuts it is. It first shows you a shot of the Theron guard.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's Theron guard. And then you're gonna see the cosplay.
Whoa,
dude,
that is so impressive,
dude. Fucking ghoul.
Whoa,
that's incredible.
Listen, a good cosplayer, I give all. Not even just good. Any cosplayer that takes their time to make those costumes, wild. It's more talented than I could ever be.
Yeah. Holy crap.
That's really impressive.
Yeah. Good on you, dude.
Whew.
Good on you.
On that note, thanks for joining us on this never-ending road trip called life. Next month, we've mentioned Arcadeageddon, Crash Bandicoot 4. They are your PS Plus games of the month of July, so make sure you add them to your library like you should every single month and play those along with us for next month. We'll also put a poll up once the PS Classics get refreshed in a week or so, and we'll vote on that to also play together as a community. We love you very, very much. Stay safe and buckle in and enjoy the ride.
That's right. And as a wise man once said, keep fucking that chicken.